You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
Hi kids, welcome to Story Zone with Jen. That's me. Zone Radio's Story Zone is proudly brought to you by Jenny Stone as we read through her award-winning book series, Sibo Says. Join me and dive into the world of a young South African girl called Sibo. Sibo Looks Right by Jenny Stone. Published by Let's Look Publishing and narrated by Jenna Fish. Chapter 3. Sibo Gets a Bicycle. One day, Sibo got home from school a little late. She saw a car she recognized at the garden gate. She skipped and smiled and said with glee, "Granny and Grandpa are visiting me." Mum opened the door. "You're late," she sniffed. Sibo said, "I'm sorry, please don't be miffed." Then she quickly kneeled down on the rug and gave her dog Zona a great big smushy hug. "Say hi to your grandparents. They're sitting there outside. And take that scruffy mutt with you," her mother sighed. Sibo dumped her school bag, but before Mum could say any more, she and Zona had disappeared out through the kitchen door. Granny was sitting, sipping cool drink in the shade. Grandpa was digging in the veggie garden with a spade. Sibo gave them a kiss and said, "I did not realize that you were visiting today. What a beautiful surprise." Grandpa took her hand and said, "Quickly, come and see." He opened the garage door very carefully. In the corner stood a bicycle, shiny, new and bright. Sibo gasped and clapped her hands with sheer delight. "It's for doing so well at school," said Granny with a smile. "We know you've always wanted a bike for quite a while. Your mom said you've been learning about road safety stuff. Your dad must now make sure that you've learned enough." Sibo hugged the two old people she adored and said, "Thank you very much. It's a marvelous reward. It's the very best present that I've ever had. Now I'll be able to go bike riding with my dad." Sibo yelped, "Oh, Mum, can I please ride to school if I promise to obey every single rule? I could ride with Lizzie. She has a bicycle too. Just think. Dad could avoid that nasty school queue." Mum answered with a frown, "It's not as simple as that. Before you ride on the road, we will have to buy a hat." Sibo giggled.
"It's called a safety helmet, Mum. And don't worry, there's no need to look so glum. As part of the road safety campaign, if we ride to school, we must take an important test to check we know the rules. You don't have to be in the least bit afraid. I've a lot more to learn before I make the grade."
Sibo adjusted the saddle. This wasn't very hard. Then she jumped on her bike and rode around the yard. She whooped, hollered, and made noises that were loud. Her grandparents stood and watched, looking very proud. The bicycle had a pump that was neatly fitted to the frame.
"Hope I never get a flat tire. That would be a shame."
Sibo patted the handlebars.
"Just the right height, too. And what a gorgeous color, a stunning shade of blue."
When her dad got home, he found Sibo all a-bopping.
"Hey, Dad," she said, "tomorrow, can we please go shopping? I need a cycling helmet to match my brand new bike. I hope there's a good choice and I find one that I like."
"That's a good idea," said Dad. "Then, for the rest of the day, I'll spend time showing you and Lizzie the correct cycling way. But now, my child, I think you have some work to do. Write a letter to your grandparents. A great big thank you."
With Sibo's helmet buckled on, Dad started lessons right away. They had lots of things to learn before the end of the day. First, they had to do a 6-point bicycle safety check, which Lizzie thought to herself was a big pain in the neck. Were the tires in good shape, and what about the lights? And were the seat and handlebars set to the correct heights? Did the wheels spin freely, and remember to check the brakes? Sybil sat on her bike and claimed, "That's a piece of cake."
"To be safe in traffic, you must be in complete control," said Dad. "If your bike has something wrong with it, that would be so bad."
He taught them the correct hand signals. How to stop and turn, cycle on the left side with the traffic, was an important point to learn.
"Obey traffic signals, lights, and road markings like thick white lines. Stay alert, look, and listen. Motorists don't always see you every time. To make sure that they do see you, look them in the eye. Be careful. You're not in their blind spot if you're passing by. Wheel your bike over the zebra crossing. Do not ride. When you get to a traffic light, get off and stand by the side. Always treat motorists with respect and courtesy," said Dad. "Pedestrians have right of way. Don't make them mad."
The distance the girls had to ride wasn't very far. Plus, the roads were nice and quiet, without too many cars. Now that they both knew how to get safely to school, they could cycle tomorrow. It would be super cool. The end of the book. Tune in to Zone Radio next week Monday to see what Sybil gets up to next.
Today's Story Zone was brought to you by Jenny Stone, the mastermind behind Sybil Says. Published by Let's Look Publishers and narrated by Jenna Fish. Don't forget, you can access Jenny's books at any time on her website at sybil.co.za. Sybil, empowering children, one page at a time.